have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and how are y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5-3-773-888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? Amazing, huh? She yelling at him. I'm looking at the video from the Bible, biblical question, and this woman yelling at this guy. What the hell, like she's his mama. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee Peterson. That's right. Get control of your life. .show. And if you're out and about running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you would like to still listen to the show while you're doing what you're doing, you can. It's been made possible. He made it possible. You can podcast and listen on your phone while you're working out, walking, running, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or wherever. You can listen on your phone and podcast by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Don't forget to hit the like button. Like the videos. Like the videos. Subscribe. And do all those things. All right? I appreciate it. It is here again. It is Tuesday. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! And Tuesday always reminds me of when America was great, when America was America. Country was country. I know country and Western. Beyonce is not country and Western. But Tuesday is country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time. Because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe
take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing country and western Tuesday. I have a question. Listen up to this question. I have a question. And I'll tell you why, after I ask the question, why I have this question. I mean, know thyself. I have a question. What happens to you when someone say to you, you are angry? You're having a discussion and you get angry during the discussion or even before the discussion. What happens to you when they say that to you, you are angry. When you accuse others of making you feel a certain way, making you feel bad, or making you feel good, or making you feel weak, or whatever. What happens when they say you're weak? What happens to you? What goes through you? How do you react when someone says you are angry? You're not listening to me, you say. And you say, well, I am listening to you. No, you're not. And then you say, well, you're mad. That's why you don't know that I'm listening to you. What happens to you when someone says you are angry? Or they say, you don't have love. Or they say, you're weak. Why are you being weak? What goes through you? I'm waiting. I'm allowing you a second to examine that. What goes through you when someone tells you you're angry? Oh, you don't know, huh? Because, and the reason, why don't you know what's happening to you at all times? What's going through you? What's driving you? What emotions you're having? And why you're having them? Why don't you know that at all times? You were supposed to know that at all times. It's been made possible for you to know at every given moment, second, what's going on with you. I'm sorry? Oh, okay, I understand. You don't pay attention to you. Oh, I know. So you don't know what's going on through you when someone says you're angry. You defend it. No, I'm not. Or you say, I have a right to be angry. Look how the world has treated me. It's been a hard life. I have a right to be angry, you say. What happens to you when people say nice things about you? What goes through you? I'm sorry? Oh, you feel good. And you think they're right about you because they said something nice about you. What the? One of the things that I believe is in the Bible, know thyself. And that's the last thing the average person would do is to know themselves. They will not work on themselves, even when the good teacher tells them to know yourself. Know thyself. Pay attention to yourself and see what's going through you so that you can see that you are not in control of yourself at all. Not at all. And it may be your fault. Because you don't know yourself at all. And it may be your fault. You're never going to live a perfect life, you or I or anyone, until you truly, and you can, that's what's so crazy about this, you can get to know yourself. And as long as you have this psychological, emotional connection to the world, you will always be subject to the laws of the world and not subject to the laws of your heart. Not subject to the laws of the heart. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was God, and the law was with God, and the law was made flesh in your heart. But you are psychologically and emotionally connected to the world, and all you want are new laws to make you feel safe, and they can't even pass enough laws to make you feel safe. Have you noticed that? Every day they pass a new law so that you can feel safe, or they can feel safe, and they don't feel safe. And so they come up with a new law and another law. The law of the land will never make you safe. It ain't going to happen. The law of the heart will, though. It really and truly will. Because when you follow the laws of the heart, you overcome the laws of the world. You're in it, but not of it. You live by a different standard. So what happens when someone says you're angry? You're just angry. Do you deny it or do you justify it? I have a right to be angry. What do you do? Oh, you're not even paying attention to you and what's really controlling you and going through you and working through you to make you think is you. You don't even know that there is no you. You think that you are your thoughts, no matter what kind of thoughts and emotions you get. You really think that they are you. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm glad, I'm in love, I'm falling out of love. I have fear, I worry, I'm jealous, I'm stressed, I'm suicidal, I'm envious, I'm a gossiper, I'm a this and a that. You truly think that is you. What happens when someone tells you you're angry? What goes through you? Amazing question. The reason I asked this question, because of lately on this show and in counseling, and even in some of the bond meetings, Sunday morning meetings, the ladies' meetings on the Thursday night of the month, or men's forum, I am starting to hear more and more that I'm not doing the silent prayer. I started, but I stopped. Oh, I do it once in a while. And why is that? I don't know. I just don't have time. Or I haven't started doing it yet. I didn't forgive yet. Oh, I forgave in my mind, but I didn't go to the person. Oh, I started working on myself and then I stopped. Who do you think is influencing you to stop working on you? You think you're telling yourself that? Who do you think is telling you, oh, I'm not going to the meeting today? I heard it all. I don't need to go to this Sunday or this Thursday night meeting. I heard it all. Who is saying that to you? Are you telling yourself that? Are you telling yourself that? Are you telling yourself, I have a right to be angry? Look how the world has treated me. It's been a hard life. People have treated me awful. In awful ways. I have a right to be angry. Who is saying that? I'm bringing the hell out. My daughter bring the hell out of me, and I bring the hell out of my daughter, but I love the Lord. Who is telling you some crazy mess like that? Are you saying that to yourself? I crawl on my knees all the way up to the Mother Mary's church and crawl through the dog hole and go into Mother Mary's church, and now I feel safe. I'm saved and sanctified. Who's telling you that mess? Oh, you don't know. You don't pay attention to you, right? How will you overcome the psychological connection to the world if you don't hook up with the other world, the laws in your heart? How will it happen? And how will you become one with the law of the heart when you won't even stay present? I said to the people, hey, now that you've gone and forgiven, make sure you do the silent prayer morning and night, and then during the day now, practice knowing where you are and what you're doing at all times. At all times. You can be aware of you while you're even working. Meaning that you can be aware of what's going through your mind. And don't do anything about it. Don't fight with it. Don't stop working for it. Just watch it. Be aware of it. And the awareness, do nothing about it. Don't fight it. I'm so tired of fighting. What are you fighting and who is fighting? I'm so tired. It's been so long. I'm just tired. Of what? If nothing is required of you, what are you tired of fighting? Or who are you tired of fighting? And who is fighting with whom? Who is fighting? Oh, you don't know because you feel justified. You have righteous anger. You have a right to be angry, you say. The reason you stop working on yourself, the deceiver tell you you don't need to anymore. You made it. Look at you. You didn't get mad today, it tells you. You're doing fine now, it tells you. And you believe it. And the moment you believe it, you fall back into the darkness, even deeper. And then you feel justified. Who is making you feel this way and working through you like this? Why? Who is afraid to stand up for what is right? Is it you or something that made a home in you? How will you ever overcome the world if you don't practice staying present with the light that will cause you to overcome the world? And it will cause you and me or anyone who does it to overcome the world. And you will not be affected by the world at all because you've overcome the world. And you never, ever, 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 but never, and you can hang it up if you think differently. You're not going to overcome the world until you stay present and be aware and take one step at a time. when you take one step, don't worry about the second step. Don't even think about it. Just take the one step and the light, the truth. It will push you toward the second step. You don't have to be concerned about, well, what is the second step? What do I do now that I'm taking the first step? You do nothing. You have a way to see. And let the light, the love, the Father push you toward the second step and the third step and the fourth step and the fifth step. Have a way to see. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Focus on what is happening. Stay present. You are going to be blown away if you do this. If not, okay. That there is another world inside of you. It is finished. It is done. And Christ has returned inside of you already. And you're waiting for some end time. What the? Oh, the end time coming and we're going up to the Lord. Not knowing that at the twinkling of an eye, the Christ has already returned. And it is finished, and the end time has already happened. Everything is done. But you're waiting on something else. And you're not even Jewish. And you're waiting on something else. What kind of Christian are you? What happens when someone tells you that you're just mad, you're angry? And do you say, no, I'm not. You just not listening to me. You don't care about my feelings. Have you ever tried to convince an angry person that they are angry? You don't know, but you can know there's no you. That in your mind, darkness, Satan, his little demons, evil has made a home in you. Men and women of all races, all nationality, all whatever you want to call yourself, all financial status, people. Something else is controlling all of us until we can see it, and then something else takes over. And it controls us, and it is good. It is life. It is perfect peace, but you don't know. You don't even pay attention to it. If someone says you're mad, you don't say, oh, yeah, I am angry. You're right. I am angry. And not knowing in that very moment, even if the Satan said, well, you admit you're angry, you're going to look stupid, you're going to be embarrassed, they're going to say bad things about you. Forget about them. Admitting that you're angry in that moment changes it just like that. Because the light is telling you you're angry, and it's not you. But you're asleep on that anger, you're arguing, you'll wake up the next day mad. And then rolling your eyes at the people when you see them. What a mess! Why don't you stay with it, and just stay with it? The way you're doing it is not working. You're very unhappy, uneased, have fear, have doubt, and jealousy. And you're plain old miserable. And the law of the land and the pat on the back from human beings is not going to change that at all. Hard physical labor is not going to change it. Being intellectually smart is not going to change it. You'll be a miserable person that has knowledge. Look at the religious people. The religious people claim Jesus, they claim God, and they claim this and that. But inwardly, they are as miserable as you are. inwardly, nothing is changing. They speak with their tongue, but they lie in their hearts. They're mad. They're jealous. They turn on you. They're envious. They have no love. But they have the Bible. They have the Bible study classes. They write books. Oh, I forgot my cough button is working. Not working right now. No, it's fine. It's set up that way. Billy's working on something. Yeah, it's working. Yeah, huh?
It's working.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. You can't hear me coughing? No. But, nice. Billy had told me he may have to unplug it for a minute. But they write books. They read about Mary. They read about the other dead people, the disciples, and the fathers, and the prophets. And they know all about them, but yet inwardly, they do not have perfect peace. And Christ said, you say all these things about me. You claim that you know me. You read about me. You talk about me. You preach about me. You know about the saints. You know about all these things. But I say to you, get away from me. I don't even know you. What the? I don't know you. You don't have perfect love. You don't live with me. You're living with the devil. You're into your thoughts and your emotions. And you call that God. Human beings are supposed to have emotions. We were created by God to have emotions. That's a lie. That's a bald-faced lie. How can a dispassionate God give you passion? It's not even in his nature. But it is in the nature of Satan to give you passion. I have passion about life. I work hard. I am passionate in building my career. I'm going to be somebody come hell or high water, you say. And then in some cases, you gain all those things, and then you cry at night because nothing changed. I'm a follower of the saints. And nothing changes. Because you refuse to stay present with the light. You refuse to have a wait-and-see attitude. You got to have it now or never. You got to know the answer right now. Or you'll create one and fall deeper into the ditch. You can't wait. Well, what do I do next? Why don't you wait and see? Let next compel you. Let it drive you to the next step. But you won't even wait on that. What happens, what goes through you when someone tells you that you're angry? What happens when some or something tell you don't need to work on you anymore, you're there now. You got it. You didn't get mad that one time at that situation. You don't need to do the silent prayer anymore. The Spirit of Truth says, pray, be aware, without ceasing. Somebody or something else telling you, oh, you don't have to do that. You can do it once in a while. I cannot believe it's 30 minutes already. What the... 888-7753-773. If you don't work on you, who will? If you don't know yourself, who will? Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. It's truly a spiritual battle, and it's all happening within you. It's happening in each individual, not outside of you, but in you, within you, and within other people. And then they try to put it up on you, and you try to put it up on them. Isn't that amazing? And what else is amazing, Jesse? The hate report is coming up. At 9 a.m. today, every day. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. And he ain't afraid of no ghost. From 9 to 11. Are you doing your show today, Nick?
Yes, sir.
Okay. After the Hake report, the American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1. And happy White History Month. July just feel white. This is our 9th year of celebrating White History. And happy 250-year America of America. Amazing, huh? Check out all the merch and everything. Don't forget to like the videos. I want to, before I go to the calls and super chats, I want to, for those men and women, I want you to know that you and only you, me and only me, are responsible for my own spiritual journey. You can't take this ride with me. I can't take it with you. I can't change you, and you can't change me. I can't even change myself, and you can't change yourself. But something else is driving you. Since you were a little child, anger came into your life by way of your mother and your father, but especially the mother. And something else departed from you or just stood aside. The light did. And the darkness took over. Because as a kid, you didn't know. And all your life, you've been told that it was you. You're the bad person. You're the good person. You're the smart person. You're the aggressive person. You're going to make it. You're going to be rich. You're going to be poor. You're going to be black. You're going to be white. You're going to fight. You need an education. Get married. Have children. And none of those things work. Have you noticed that? And the reason they're not going to work because they are of this world. Christ said to the rich young ruler guy, he like, Christ, I have everything. I have an education. I'm white, or maybe you were Jewish, or maybe you were black. I own everything. I own the world. What must I do to follow you? And Christ said, you really want to follow me? Yes, sir, I have everything else. I might well follow you. You ain't got nothing else to do. Christ said, okay. Overcome the psychological and emotional attached to the world, attachment to the world. Overcome your psychological and emotional attached to your wife, your children, your things, your little education, and follow me. Overcome your psychological and emotional attached to the law of the world or the laws of the world and follow my laws, the laws of God, the laws of the Father that I'm pointing you back to. He's like, oh, no, I can't do that. What's wrong with you? I'm not going to overcome the world. Is you crazy? I'm not going to overcome my wife or my children or my mansion on the hill or all the money I got up in this bank or the education that I got from Harvard. And he walked away, as you do every day, with your head down in misery. You have the whole world, and because you don't have love that comes from above, that's already in you, really, but you've turned away from it. You walk away to your doom. You walk away to your doom. Or Jesse said to you at a meeting, you haven't found what you think you're looking for. You're still angry. And you reacted, overreacted, and you said, I'm not coming back to this meeting anymore. He told me I'm angry. I done all that silent prayer, and he tell me I'm angry. I'm not going back to those meetings anymore. And you walk away to your doom. And the very source that told you that is rejoicing because he still owns you. And you think it's you. You think you said that to you. You think you brought on that reaction to you. And you did because you're the devil. Or one, you are the devil. You don't know that when you stop being you, then the real you will appear. But who will I be if I don't fight back when you tell me I'm angry? Who will I be if I don't defend myself? I have righteous anger, you say. You've been lied to. There's no such thing as righteous anger. Anger is evil. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. And anyone that has anger cannot be trusted. Have you ever tried to trust an angry person? What happens? They love you until they get angry. But you said you love me. Amazing. Your own mama love you until she get mad at you because you didn't call her right back. Or you didn't text her, you didn't email her, you didn't tell her I'll pay for your vacation, come down here and live with me and drive me crazy. You don't love your mama. And then she turned on you. You've been driven by something else. You don't even, it's so apparent now, it's not even funny to me. And I'm so grateful that the little light that I have, I can see. I didn't know this beforehand. I thought I had love because it was an emotion, and they had told me emotion love is love. No, it's not. That's hate. It's here, and then it's gone, and then it's here, and then it's gone. Love never fails. Real love. Emotion love dies because it's other devil. Why don't you, for your sake, practice staying present? That's all you have to do everything will work on your behalf. All power and all authority will be given unto you, the man or the woman, the male or the female that stays present. Why do you think it's a sin to forget to be present, to pray? Why do you think that's a sin? You suffer, that's why. But no! What do you think that causes you to turn on your friends or laugh at others and wish others bad things? Because that's what's happening to you. That's why you wishing for others. You rejoice in other people's misery because you are miserable. The Spirit of Truth says, hey, pray for them. They know not what they do. It's not them. But you rejoice because you're the darkness too. You're evil. And why do you think you even take one thought about what other people say or think about you? Because you're evil. You're miserable. You have not abandoned the psychological relationship with the world. You have not overcome. For those folks, let this with ears to hear, listen to this, and pay attention to you. You don't owe me anything. My eyes are always on me. Believe me. And I love it. And it's amazing. I have no anger toward anyone for any reason at all. So it's not my fault. It may be yours. What do you think happens when people go to a food festival? Just outdoors having fun, eat some different food from different countries or whatever. And the spirit of evil tells somebody else, according to the report, that shoot at that person. And if you kill or hurt others, it doesn't even matter. According to Time Magazine, this happened. One suspect is in custody, and a second remained at large after a shooting at a food festival in Seattle on Sunday. And you know how white people love their first-class life? And going out on a Sunday afternoon or Saturday at a food festival and just being white and not thinking about shooting and carrying on, now they got to be concerned about that. They're saying that there was a food festival on Sunday evening and it left 3 people dead. Did you ever think when you left home and going to a food festival that you're going to come back dead or wounded because somebody else decided to shoot? Even a 4-year-old, ABC News.
This morning, police searching for answers after a mass shooting at a popular food festival in Seattle, not far from the iconic Space Needle.
I'm being told that the suspect may have an automatic weapon.
Rapid fire.
Gunfire erupting at the Seattle Center just after 6 p.m. local time.
Machine gun just went off. Oh, my God.
I would say at least 24 shots. Multiple, it sounded like an automatic weapon. There was somebody laying on the ground with blood, and then there was another person laying closer to the fountain.
Families trying to jump over a nearby fence to safety. These people sheltering inside the Seattle Center as shots rang out.
There was a lot of chaos, you know. My brother actually got pushed, you know, and he fell. He's pretty bruised up right now, but he's okay.
3 people were killed. 4 others were injured, including a 2-year-old boy shot in the arm.
Anyone have a small child tourniquet size?
Amazing, huh? White people trying to have a white life in their white country, first class life, and they can't have it anymore. The devil is in the details. What goes through you when someone tells you that you're weak? What goes through you when someone tells you that you're weak or angry or afraid? Do you pay attention to see how you react to it? Do you pay attention to see the thoughts that go through your mind? Police have stated that the incident began when two individuals opened fire on one another, leaving bystanders caught in the crossfire. They don't even care anymore. It was like that guy that was accused of setting the front of a what do you call that, people?
I forget.
Out of New York.
Was it an ice building?
Ice building. That guy said he didn't care who he hurt. The people that were visiting or worked there. Who is doing that through him? Who is causing you to rejoice in someone else's pain? Is it you? Who and what would cause these people to do this shooting, even knowing that other people are going to get caught in the crossfire? Amazing. ABC News.
Police overnight revealing it all started with two men shooting at each other, the victims caught in the crossfire. One suspect is in custody, but overnight the second shooter was on the run.
Right now we believe that we have no outstanding threat to the community. We do have one suspect that is being interviewed. We've recovered two guns.
The Bite of Seattle Festival was expected to draw more than 300,000 people for a weekend of fun, food, and entertainment. Police overnight did not reveal the names of the suspects. The injured victims, including that two-year-old, were described to be in stable condition.
Amazing, huh? That same spirit that caused these people to do that, according to a report. It's the same spirit that causes you to gossip, to hate your family members, and your family members hate you, to love, to hate your enemy, rather than loving your enemy. It's the same thing, to lie and to steal, and to cheat, and to judge. And to think you're better than someone else or less than someone else. It's the same spirit. You didn't go out and shoot a gun, but you did in your mind because you judge yourself and others. It's the same thing. It all starts in the mind. And then the emotion and then the reaction. But you won't pay attention to you. You won't know thyself. Hey, I told this woman yesterday, I suggested to her, why don't you stop being weak? Do you go into a trance or something? I asked her, right? And because she really, really won't stand up for herself with love. What do you think went through her mind? Because she had no answers. You wouldn't even ask. What goes through people's mind? Have anyone ever told you you were angry and paid attention to what went through your mind when they said it to you?
I'm not sure. Maybe a little bit. A lot of times when you're in that trance, if you will.
It is a trance, that's for sure.
You're baffled.
Yeah.
You're baffled and you don't even, you do not see what they see. What everybody else sees or what's plain. And so you feel like you're dizzy. Like it all happened so fast or something.
Oh, because she just didn't have an answer for me. I'm like, answer me. But so I encourage her to really just pay attention to what's going through to you. And then the attention is the light that caused you to see, and the light will give you the strength. That's amazing, huh?
Yep.
Earl is out of Michigan. Earl, happy White History Month, Earl.
Black History.
I'm sorry?
Wasn't last month, LGBT, Alphabet History.
I don't understand the question.
This is July.
The
super chats.
I'm sorry?
Just skip and go to the super chats.
All right. Thank you, Earl. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Mike out of Houston. What's wrong with him? Who is that?
I think he's a fan of the show. And maybe he's a little dizzy himself.
He called up to ask me about June, and this is July, and then he said, go to the super chat.
I don't know.
I want to understand this, huh?
Perhaps what he tried at first didn't work, so he gave up too quickly and said, just go to the super chats rather than go to what he called
Earl,
in about.
Earl, slow your roll. Slow down. One step at a time. Let me go to Mike out of Houston. Mike, happy White History Month, Mike.
Jesse, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Look here.
Mike, do you have a hard life?
It's brutal. I work in the coal mine during the day, and I pick cotton at night.
So what now?
I say I work in the coal mine during the daytime. And I pick cotton at night.
And what country are you calling from?
Right here in Texas, man. Texas.
And so you work in a coal mine in Texas?
The only one.
Amazing.
There's only
okay.
But now let's get serious for something here. Okay? What's going on here?
Are you on a speakerphone or something, Mike? Hold on, Mike. Jared, see if Mike on a speaker or something because he's not clear. Super.
Super chats.
On YouTube yesterday, Sergio asks, I may have asked this, but I don't think I did. Are all memories also lies? Thank you, Jesse, Hake, Nick, and Derek. White thanks hands emoji.
Yes, they are, because memories are things that has already happened, and it happened then, and it's not happening now. But when you're tempted to remember them, if you're not conscious of what's going on, it feels like it's happening now, and it's not. Amazing. Stay with us. When things happened back then in the past, quote unquote, it happened then, and the moment that past is gone, it's over. It doesn't exist anywhere else, but Satan reminds you of it. Thank you.
Shiloh Hendricks was being robbed by an 8-year-old Somalian wearing a police ankle bracelet for a history of robbing, alleges Commander Kim. Yeah, I mean, I looked it up, and this autistic kid would go wander off into, like, dangerous places so the police would had, like, a tracker on him.
Who was that?
This 8-year-old little boy whom this gal called the N-word.
Oh, the white lady with the baby. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Shiloh confronted the robbing kid. She was then confronted by an adult Somalian man who was taking video and hanging out by a playground. The adult Somalian cameraman has a police record of violent assault on a 16-year-old. That was a conviction. And for R-wording, a 16-year-old foster kid runaway, that was thrown out. Somalia cameraman now has a GoFundMe and runaway to Somalia.
Piffy.
That was yesterday. We'll have to read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 hours ago.
They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? For example, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that Japan, the great Japan, is still assessing the damage after a major earthquake in their region. Struck its southern region, actually. Wow, I didn't know that. Injuring dozens of people and triggering evacuation orders and warnings about aftershocks. Do they have like a history of earthquakes? I feel like they might. I don't know. Anyway, Trump meetings. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, according to CNN. Comedy Nonsense Network, okay. No endorsement implied. Is set to welcome Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Israel Prime Minister Benjamin-based Bibi Netanyahu. Some of you may differ. Some of you, the squeaky wheels may differ as to whether he's based to the White House today for separate meetings. Ukraine guy and Israel man. Sweet. Expected to focus on the conflicts in Ukraine and in the Middle East. The Israeli leader will be trying to steady a relationship that has grown visibly strained, according to CNN, as the war with Iran drags on, and with Hezbollah over there in Lebanon. And mail-in voting. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has asked the so-called Supreme Court to allow a sweeping executive order that would curtail voting by mail, setting up a major elections dispute as the high court, at the high court months before the midterms. We do want and need the elections to be totally on the up and up with no one able to question them, at least not reasonably question them. And many people are questioning them whether reasonably or unreasonably, and that's not good. Europe wildfires. Your emergency crews are scrambling to contain a ferocious blazes in Spain and France. I told you about the wildfires in Europe, which I didn't even know they had those, where authorities warn wildfires could burn for months. France's Macron, Emmanuel Macron, said this is the quote-unquote most severe situation since World War II. Wow. More than 63,000 people have been evacuated from homes near Madrid. And that's the capital of Spain, if I'm not mistaken, which I often am. And Mitch McConnell, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, has a message for Senator Mitch McConnell. Is Beshear that Democrat guy? Mitch McConnell being the rhino guy. People compare him, his look. I won't say what they say he looks like. But he's like a little bit older. He's had these freezing episodes, but he has so far survived. He hasn't been seen in public for 43 days. Either explain his long absence from the Senate, is the demand from Andy Beshear, and share details about his health or resign. And I don't know if the governor has any say-so over this, but he's trying to push his weight around. Mitch McConnell's office released a statement earlier on Monday saying the senator is not yet medically cleared to leave a rehab facility. And that man, although many of us complain he's a rhino, he is a very experienced and skilled politician at doing what he wants to do. And what he wants to do isn't necessarily what we want him to do, but he knows how to do it, I think. That Michigan debate. Two candidates in Michigan's upcoming Democrat Senate primary traded personal attacks and pitched themselves as the best positioned to win for a general election that could tip the chamber's balance of power in favor of the Democrats, because they're trying to oust Susan Collins, a female rhino. So go Susan Collins, unless one of these guys ends up somehow being better. But I can't imagine a male Democrat being better. There's a funeral upcoming for Lindsey Graham. President Trump is scheduled to honor the late senator at a funeral service this afternoon. All right. This is Tuesday, the 28th of July, 2026 AD. Happy White History Month. Lindsey Graham was one of my White History heroes. I didn't realize his greatness until after he was gone. Netanyahu and Zelensky are expected to attend as well. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning, and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Amazing. Have you ever asked yourself that? Do you even bother to work on yourself? It's just a question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to run around, we are on 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, and we are heard around the world, so different time zone for different folks. So you may not be able to sit and just watch it, and you will want to still move about, do what you got to do. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing.
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. So I heard on the hate news, and I forgot Lindsey Graham had expired, but they're going to have his funeral, I guess, today, right?
Yeah, apparently this afternoon, Trump is going to say some words.
In Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
Oh, okay. May his soul rest in peace. Lindsey Graham. Amazing. A battle between good and evil. I want to give you a quick example, another example of evil. Derek is telling me, my producer, that Netanyahu planned to travel to New York City this September to attend and speak at the United Nations General Assembly. That's from Bloomberg. Why are you telling me that now?
Both Zelensky and Bibi are in town, going to meet with Trump, and they're going to attend the funeral, so is expected. And I don't know if maybe he added some extra info that was a little unrelated.
I know. He had told me earlier that Netanyahu was going to, he said, my dummy can't do anything to Netanyahu.
Can't arrest him.
Right. And then I asked him, was Netanyahu going to be at the funeral?
Yeah.
And was it in New York? So he responded to that.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Telling me that, according to Bloomberg, Netanyahu will be in New York this September. We're going to see what my dummy going to do.
Try it.
I know.
Try it, Zohran.
Amazing. I want to show you some more examples of what evil looked like. And these are like outer, really big examples, but evil is anyone who judge, anyone who hate their fellow man, anyone who hate themselves, anyone who get lonely, anyone who are stressed, anyone who jealousy, envy, strife, you're evil. Anyone who has fear, evil. So it could be anything, but these are people who have decided to express evil in an outer way so the world can see evil at work. A protest erupted in Madison after police shooting of a Corey Ruiz, whoever that is, ABC News. Protesters took to the street of Madison, Wisconsin, after Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police at a busy intersection on the city near East Side. ABC News.
This morning, Madison, Wisconsin is a city on edge. Police there shot and killed a 38-year-old father, and this morning his family is demanding that officer be charged. And we warn you, what you're about to see may be disturbing to watch. This morning, anger boiling over in the streets of Madison, Wisconsin, after 38-year-old Corey Ruiz was shot and killed by police at a busy intersection on the city's Near East Side, his mother breaking down at an emotional news conference.
He was my love. He loved his daughter. He loved his family. He did not deserve to be taken out like that. They took my baby from me.
Police say it started Wednesday afternoon with a call about a man allegedly checking the doors of parked cars. Officers spotted him, but police say he took off on a bike. They caught up with him roughly a half hour later. ABC News compiled the available video to break down what happened next. Here, Ruiz coming off that bike as four officers tried to arrest him. Police say he pulled a fixed blade knife. Officers try a stun gun. Police say it didn't work. The struggle continues, Ruiz ending up on the ground on his side, then three shots. He died at the hospital. Police say the officer who fired was injured by that knife. None of the officers were wearing body cameras. The department doesn't require its officers to use them.
I wonder if this lady saw this video. I don't know how true this is. It's just a video. I don't know. But her baby appeared to be fighting with the officer. Why her baby didn't, hey, hands up. Okay, I didn't do anything, but okay, I'll wait. How come her baby, if it's true, fought against the police? And it, what about her baby? I'm just so distraught. Oh, my baby. How come mothers always call adult men babies? And then they feel like babies for the rest of their lives. And they get married, and they marry mama, and they're still babies. I wonder if she saw that it looked like he was resisting arrest. Whether he was guilty or not, I have no idea. And quietly, in all honesty, don't even care, but or not concerned. But he's 38 years old, according to Google AI.
Yeah, unless I got my Google AI, my AI confused. Says Corey Ruiz was 38 years old when he was shot and killed.
I wonder if it's true that he was truly resisting arrest, would he be dead or alive right now? I'm just wondering. And does that mama don't care that her baby was? Why does she say if it's true, had my baby not resisted arrest, I wonder what would have happened. I'm just asking. I don't know. All four officers involved in are currently on administrative leave.
All four officers are now on administrative leave. The state Justice Department investigating this as a homicide. And this morning, the family, joined by attorney Ben Crump, is demanding charges.
Oh, Lord, not Crump.
I wish I could see him one more time. I wish he could tell me how much he loves me one more time.
And this morning, that memorial at the intersection is still growing. Two blocks from his daughter's home and two blocks from the school she'll walk to this fall. Rhiannon?
Yeah, your heart just breaks for that family.
Oh, yeah, they're right. What the? Is this another George Floyd situation? I'm just wondering. Especially if Ben Crump is there, Lord. They can fire any other attorney. Is Ben Crump an attorney? A lawyer or something?
Yep.
They can fire all the lawyers in the world. Ben Crump is the only one they can find. Is Al on the way? As in Shopton. What a mess. Hell on earth. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. And these people out there protesting, they can care 2 cents about the man that's dead. This is all thrills. And a lot of people are being paid. Ford Fisher on X is reporting protesters demanding. I wouldn't even be a police officer in America at this point. I just wouldn't do it. Unless I was a liberal officer. And I know I wasn't going to do anything anyway. Just stand and look at the criminal run, or wait around the corner till the criminal to get out of the way, and then go around and pretend I'm going to do something. I wouldn't be a police in this country, especially white officers. Ford Fisher on Access reported protesters demanding the arrest of the officer who shot Corey Cruz. I mean, whatever his name. Ruiz. This, what? Ruiz. Well, this is from NS2 report. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Keeping cool will be the thing to do. Happy White History Month. What the? Believe me, not one out there care about that boy. Some are getting paid. Others just don't. They stupid, don't even know why they out there. It's for the thrill of it. It has nothing to do with love. It's just an act. Showcase personalities. I wouldn't be surprised if they start chanting Black Lives Matter. Or even Corey Life Matters. Let me chat with Mercedes News, Mercado's. And I would not be. I have to wait and see. I could be wrong, though. They're not going to chant Black Lives Matter in this mess or Corey Lives Matter. I could be wrong, but let me just check the news and see. Who is this? Mercado's Media. Let's see. Oh, God.
Black lives matter.
That's MAGA in my chat right now.
Black men matter!
Black men matter!
It's going through it right now.
Black lives matter! Glory!
Glory! Glory!
Look like you guys are in the wrong city. You need to be over there in Chicago telling the mayor of Chicago that. That Black Lives Matter. You're in the wrong city. What the? These people never go to where Black Lives Matter really supposed to matter, where the blacks are killing each other. Since 2004, according to the FBI, 220,000 black people have been killed by other black people. Those black lives don't matter. Do you see the hypocrisy in this? Do you see the hypocrisy in this? How can black lives only matter when the police involved or white people involved? You don't love all the black people. This is evil. These people are evil. This is not about love. It is not love at all. Human beings don't love one another. Family members don't even love one another. Husbands and wives don't love one another, each other. They hate. That's why they fight. That's why they try to make relationships work, and they don't. Because you can't make things work. It either works naturally or it's not going to work. If it doesn't work on its own without your help, it ain't going to work. One last thing about this whole mess in Wisconsin. Protesters surrounded a woman's vehicle in Madison and she is begged. Let me go. Let me go. I live over here. Y'all leave. Let me go. Freedom News TV is reporting this. She was trying to get home.
I wanted to join the protest. You won't let me through. I kept saying I want to go home so I can park. And I want to be part of this. I have two children. They need to know that what happened was wrong.
Why'd he call you the C-word?
Because I wanted to get through and he wouldn't let me. I had a whole block. There's no reason why I couldn't have gone through. Gone home, parked my car a block from that intersection and joined him. I just wanted to get to my house. That is it.
We all just want to do something in this world. And some people just want to leave.
I didn't want to leave. What happened is wrong.
Sorry,
I know.
Going? Sorry.
You are the only reason I am screaming in your face is because you're out of your car. Get your ass back in your mom's car, and I will go away.
But listen,
sorry for the
inconvenience.
Justice
advocacy organization.
You're fucking screaming at the wrong people. All I said is don't fucking scream in my sister's face with a.
Well, I'ma do it. I'ma do it. I'm out here protesting.
It's all for the thrill of it, baby. It doesn't matter. That white woman told her, I want to get home and then I'll join in with them. They call her a C-word, a Caucasian.
No, she called somebody a, I don't know.
A C-word. I'm not,
I know, but I don't want to say.
Is that Caucasian?
I'll just see you next Tuesday.
Huh?
Don't say that.
Okay, you say that. My bad. I thought that was clean.
She called her. She called somebody.
The white lady did.
Yeah, the white lady called somebody.
A black
get
person.
Out of the way.
Oh, she called a black person a Caucasian.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm just gonna say yes to whatever ridiculous thing, ridiculous innocent thing that you're pretending that she said.
I want to get home and I park my car because I want to join them. Lady, stop it. And they don't even care. They don't even care. It's all the thrill of it. And especially up there all blonde and white, and you want to go home. Baby, it's time to go home. Come home. I spent a lot of evil. Heaven and not earth, and man is got God. It reminds me of, I'm guilty of all that protesting and stuff. That we used to do the same thing. What do we want? Justice. Where do we want it? Now! When we were trying to get the government to stop the illegals from coming into California in the 90s, we were trying to get the government to stop the illegal. Nothing changed. It got worse. That was a waste of time and protest. I never blocked anyone from going home. Not that I remember. I may have, but I don't remember. I remember we used to protest abortion centers, abortion mills, and because we used to see so many black women going to their, young women too, going into their abortion mills, especially on Saturdays, and we would go down there and protest them. That didn't help either. What are you saying, hey?
I don't recall.
What?
Is a good answer.
I don't recall. If I tried to block people getting their home, yeah. I don't recall. But it was a waste of time. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around and bring the boys home. It's not going to change. Nothing going to get better. Abortion is still out of control. Or even worse, illegals have jammed into our country even more so. Barbara Cole is gone, and she fought with us. Isola Foster is gone. Terry Anderson is gone. And other men and women who were all, we were all part of the protest, they're gone, and things only got worse. I remember we fought to get a bill that says a marriage between a man and a woman only. And the bill passed, that bill never went into effect. Why don't you lay your weapon down and overcome the world psychologically and emotional? Why? Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brady. Happy White History Month.
Same to you, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, I've been listening. I mean, you start your shows up, it almost like, it sounds like in the mornings when you do all the recaps of what's happened overnight, it sounds like that cop show. It's like, all the shootings, and then you got the, you know, the people chanting in the background. It reminds me of the good old days of living in the inner city. I love it.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boy? Amazing.
Pretty good. I like that. So, but I do have a request, though, because you played something the other day. It was that transgender that was screaming, she. I haven't laughed that hard in the last probably couple of years. I think that is the funniest audio that I've ever heard. I just love it. It makes my day. All the stuff that you play about all the shootings and killings and drownings and stabbings, that just goes right away when you play that.
That was insane. That was funny. Amazing.
But, You know, again, coming to the White House today, you got Bibi and Zelensky, and every time they come to the White House, it has something to do with bombings, but I'm hoping this time, when Trump gets a chance, he instead of giving them more shekels, he puts the shackles on both those ones. Maybe even when they're attending, all the people attending Lindsey Graham's funeral, they can just make a whole, ICE can swoop down and arrest the whole group that's attending. because that's what's needed.
And why is that?
Because they're all war criminals, Jesse.
And
every single one of them. They got a million dead Palestinians because of Bibi, and you got a million dead.
They have a million dead what?
Palestinians.
How do you know it's because of Bibi?
Because he's the leader of Israel.
Is Trump a war criminal too?
Yeah, because he's given Israel the weapons.
Is Trump a war criminal?
Yeah, by proxy he is. He's giving him the weapons.
Should he be arrested too?
Might as well join, might as well throw him in too.
Amazing. And so you don't believe in war?
War criminal crimes, yes.
Do you believe in war?
No, I despise war.
So you don't think there should ever, ever, ever be a war?
No.
And how would you protect yourself then if your enemy was coming here for you to kill the Americans? And how would you protect yourself if you don't believe that there's a time for war?
You protect yourself with an AK-47 rifle. I mean, it doesn't have
Brady,
to have war.
If you have an enemy coming in from another country, and this is just for conversation purposes here, an enemy coming from another country with war things to kill American citizens, what are the American citizens supposed to do if they all believe there's never a time for war? What should they do at a time of war?
Well, you got to protect your family. It says in the Bible.
What should they do in a time of war if they're being invaded by enemies from a foreign land?
You take up arms.
But you say you don't believe in war.
Doesn't mean I don't believe in taking up arms. I believe in the militia.
But you don't believe that war is taking up arms?
War is a lot different. War's a lot different, and you're getting invaded, and somebody's coming across your doorstep. It's a lot different than going into Ukraine or going into the Strait of Hormuz. No, that's asinine stuff. You don't want to be doing that stuff.
How is that different from protecting yourself if someone were invading your country to kill you?
Because the wars that are going on today are all about religion.
How is that different from protecting yourself if someone was trying to kill you?
One's for the government.
When you're trying to come into your country, do our government have a responsibility to protect us from foreigner and home invasions?
Well, that's the number one thing of a president.
Domestic and foreign invasion. Does our government have a right to go to war and protect us from that?
Yeah, but not something 6,000 miles away.
Stay with me first. Does our government have a right to protect us from foreign invasions or even domestic invasions?
I would say yes if the threat is credible.
But if you don't believe in war, how are they going to do it?
I don't believe in war necessarily. I don't want it to happen, but
if you don't believe in war, how will they protect us without going to war?
That's what you form a militia or a posse for.
No. A militia ain't going to protect you from a foreign invasion.
A group of people will.
No, they won't.
Why won't they? There's 3 million
guns. Hold on a minute. Hold on, Brady. Let me take a break. Back in a quick moment.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one and my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-77-888-77-JESSE. I do personal shout-outs for you. Encouragement shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, congratulations, happy White History Month shout-outs, happy Man History Month shout-out. Just plain old hi you shout outs. Personal shout outs. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or shout out dot fans, FANS/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. We just released a brand new newsletter. It's amazing. If you like a free copy of the newsletter, go to rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. No cost to you. It's a way of giving back. Jesse Lee, rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. And check out all of our merch, the silver coin, the punchy coffee, the books, the T-shirts and mugs and all those good things. Happy White History merch. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. All right? A spiritual battle. Let me go back to Brady. Brady.
Yes, sir.
From Arizona. How many people you said were killed in Palestine?
About 1 million dead and injured.
And, why do you say that?
That's what the facts are, Jack.
And where you get those facts from?
Nowhere in this country, but that's the true number, just like in Ukraine.
Where did you get those facts from?
Many news sources, AP, probably RT, Russia. Russia's got really good statistics.
And they told you over 1 million people were killed in Palestine?
Very close to that.
And they told you over 1 million people. You read in those articles, in those newspaper news outlets, that over 1 million people were killed in Palestine?
Yeah, at least.
You read that?
Yep. I heard it, too, with my ears.
According to, you heard it with your ears, too, huh?
Yeah, I listened
according
to a lot.
According to AI, only 73,000 were killed in Palestine. PBS says that the reported Palestine death toll has surpassed 73,000 with over 173,000 wounded, according to tracking data from Gaza Health Ministry. That's from Google slash PBS. And so, but you read over 1 million, huh? I can't understand. I can't understand. Your thing going whack.
As you said, there's a big discrepancy.
You have not read or heard that anywhere?
Jesse, don't rely on AI. You're already wrong. You're taking AI's word.
PBS lied about it, too?
Yes. You're taking the word over.
Is the Gaza Health Ministry lying too?
Yes, those numbers are absolutely so underreported.
And how do you know that?
Because I followed it for the day it started.
How do you know that they are underrepresented? How do you know? What's your proof?
Because they do the civilian count of what the people are left. There's
what's
nothing
your proof,
left
though? You live in Arizona. What's your proof?
I go by what the Russians say and a lot of the people that aren't so
and
biased.
What,
and it's
you read the Russian papers?
I follow RT. That's called Russia Today.
Will you send They're that? And so RT reported that.
Al Jazeera is very good.
RT reported that millions of Palestinians have been killed, right?
Yes, you can go right
Will
to the
Will you send that to my producer at jesseleepeterson.com?
Well, of course I can do that.
Yes, send your proof that over a million Palestinians have been killed by Netanyahu.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can do that for you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. I do want to hear that clip from that she-male screaming, she.
I know. We're a mess.
Come on. We got to play that sometime today. Come on. I'm going to be listening for it. Have a good day, brother.
All right, buddy. You too. No promises, but I know what you're referring to. Let me go to Vanessa out of Los Angeles. Vanessa, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
B-I-O-K-A.
That's right.
So in light of today is Country Western Tuesday, right?
Yes.
And since we're celebrating White History Month, I acknowledge William Tyndale. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Was he white?
That he was. He was from England, white England.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. He was born in 1494 and he died in 1536 in the Netherlands. Because, get this, he translated the Bible from Latin to the common language of English. And that was a big no-no because the religious leaders wanted to have control over how you read it and how it was perceived. So, like, you know, I could send you a text, right? Or I can write, I'm leaving. And the way, if you put emotion behind it, you can think I'm either angry, sad, scared, running.
Right.
But it could just be, oh, I'm leaving. There's no emotion. I'm just letting you know what's going on. And so he was very, very smart. And he didn't have to do it. Like, everybody acknowledged him about how amazing his ability was to know languages. So he and his friends are like, okay, he's the one who started. We're going to translate this the best that we can. And he actually used his own money and his reputation on the line. He became bankrupt. He had to go to Germany to print up the Bible from the printing press. And at that time, you could be murdered for doing that, for teaching your wife how to read or your children, you know?
Yeah.
And so this last thing, his quote, and I just loved it because, you know, it's that if poem and you're going to stand alone, but you're not standing alone. And it's because of Christ's example, he was able to do this.
Yes.
It wasn't by his own self. And he said, I defy the Pope and all his laws. And if God spare my life ere many years, I will cause a boy that driveth the plow to know more of the scripture than thou dost. So I just think that's amazing, you know, that you use that strength, that privilege. Everybody's thinking white privilege, all this stuff. It's like, oh, this is white privilege. And it's to free people, all people, regardless of color, age, and occupation. And it's all valuable. And so I just think that's awesome. So, and we wouldn't have, we wouldn't have Washington and Abraham, right? Glory to God.
Amazing white history moment. Right.
Glory to God.
I was not aware of that.
Right? I know. And they don't want us to be because it's like, all those sacrifices are made. They don't want us to read the Bible. That's history. That's like, you know, the young man ahead of me, you know, he's like, well, how can you trust? Well, what are you going to be trusting in, you know? And yeah, glory to God.
Amazing white history moment.
Right?
Vanessa, I have a quick question because of time, but I have a quick question.
Yes.
We, in our fellowship last Sunday, I asked the question, Is life hard? Mm-hmm. Is your life hard? Is your life hard?
No.
And why not?
Because there's no life, there's no expectations, and it's not my life, you know? So there's nothing I have to control, and it's just God's life. And it's his, and it's just, it's all his. So it's like, okay. So that's, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your, yeah. Love you.
Amazing. God said his ways are easy, his burdens are light. And so if life is hard for those folks who believe that life is hard, it's only because they're separated from life and they're living in the darkness, and that's why things are hard.
Glory to God. Yeah, you can't make shadows if you don't. If you have a lot of light, you can't make shadows, you know, and I'm not going to run from shadows. So, you know, and evil tries to pretend it's relentless, but God is, you can't stop him, you know, and he's love.
Evil has no authority, no power, no nothing. It's been defeated.
That's right.
Vanessa, thank you. Amazing White History Month. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Have a glorious day, everyone.
You too. Amazing. Thank you.
Bye. Bye now. You're welcome. Bye.
Amazing. Let me go to Wisconsin and talk to Brandon, a first-time caller. Brandon, happy White History Month.
Jesse Lee, thank you very much for taking my call. Happy White History Month.
Amazing. Thank you.
I was just listening to the following Wisconsin.
Repeat that. Your phone went out for a minute there. What did you say?
I was just listening to that Fallen State episode with the veterans rep from Wisconsin.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was so entertained. Thank you so much for that. It's unbelievable.
Y'all check that out, the fallenstate.tv. It was an amazing discussion. Amazing.
I'm about a mile from downtown Wisconsin where they're trying to turn it into another 2020. What a mess.
Oh, you see all that mess going on, huh?
Yeah, I see all the mess going on down here. It's ridiculous. And the level of cowardice from the police department and the locals, and I think it was reflected a bit in the Fallen State episode with just the suicidal empathy of the people of the Wisconsin area allowing this to happen to such a beautiful state. It's incredible.
But the police officers' hands may be tired because their bosses or the people that's over them won't allow them to do their job in some cases.
Yeah, I'm referring to the police chief. He's given a press conference and some guy walks in, completely shuts down the press conference with a bullhorn, takes the microphone from the police chief's hand.
Whoa.
And like, no one stops the guy. No one does anything. It was a complete coward move by the police chief who's allowing this. They could clean up that in a few minutes. It's a mess. They're shutting down many summer activities, and just, it's just a mess what's going on there.
That's why these people do this, because they know now that they can get away with it, that the police are not going to stop them and nobody's going to stop them. So that's why it's just going to get worse, because these people are not following the laws of the heart, and they definitely are not following the laws of the land. So there's nothing to stop them.
100%. Wisconsin's such a beautiful state, you know, in White History Month, founded by white Europeans. It's a very beautiful place. And so many of their cities, Milwaukee, and, you know, we had the incident in 2020 in Kenosha. It's just horrible what's taking place in this beautiful state here.
And it's crazy, too, because some of those people are getting paid to run those rallies. And other people behind them have no idea. They don't care, but it's all to get rid of Donald Trump. They want Trump out of there, and as much misery as they can cause, they think that come November, they're going to hurt Trump in some kind of a way. It's all about that.
Absolutely, Jesse. Well, look, I've been to your church and the men's forum. This is the first time calling. I just wanted to reach out and give it a call this morning. Thank you very much. I love the show.
Thank you, man, and happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Jesse. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Amazing. White countries are being taken over. All for perceived power and wealth. Stephen is our first time caller out of Las Vegas. Stephen, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Happy White History Month. Thank you, Jesse. It's an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you.
I just, as to you, as essentially the person who allowed white people to finally stand up and have a White History Month, I just wanted to hear for, you know, maybe a minute or so, your reasons for being appreciative for white people and, you know, just the same stuff that we hear during Black History Month and Hispanic History Month and all the other history months, you know, like, why are you appreciative for white people?
Because I was born in America in Sweet Home, Alabama, and all my life I just had such a, without even thinking about or even wondering why, I was just glad to be born in Alabama. And I, when I was growing up, black people, my grandparents and other people did not hate America. They never taught us to hate the country. They said that our battle spiritual, treat everyone the way you would like to be treated, and you can be, you'll be fine. And then there's good and even all. And also, they taught me to work from day one. And they said, well, if you work, you'll be able to have food on your table. You will have a roof over your head, and no one can stop you. And so I'm just born with that attitude, and I'm grateful that it was white men who found it and created the greatest country on the planet. And
absolutely.
And I see how these other people, people of color, and liberal whites now, they want to destroy. They come here from asshole countries, and they bring the same environment to the country that they came to by choice, even though it was illegal, and they try to destroy it. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then I see how white people are afraid to even show appreciation to the white men with the help of God that helped them build the greatest country. It's crazy to me.
I appreciate that. That's what I was looking for. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. When I moved to L.A. at 18, I started listening to Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and others. And they were, I was a teenager yet. And they were saying, white people hate black people. White people try to hold black people back. And I fell for that lie for a while as a young person, because these people were older, they were in the media, and I believed the lie that they were right. And then I started to be mad at white people, especially when they disagreed with me. Oh, I had a white boss. I always thought right away, you're just against me, you're disciplining me because you're white, meaning the boss and stuff, right? And so time went by. And all I could do is cry. As time went by. And then I realized. So if white people holding me back, how come they're not holding Jesse Jackson and his family back? They had a father and a mother in the home, Jesse and his wife. They had great jobs. They went to great schools. Louis Farrakhan living behind a gated fence in a beautiful Gulf Coast land, according to a report. And Louis Farrakhan even went up there in a spaceship and talked with a dead man, according to a report, Elijah. I'm like, so how are these people able to do all these things? And they black. And something told me. Something told me. I was blind. It said, you've been lied to. No one can hold you back, Jesse. Remember growing up? Your grandparents and your parents told you to go out there and work. Take care of yourself. You're fine. And I'm like, what the? I realized I had been lied to. And that white people were not my enemy at all. It must be my fault. I dropped my anger and everything changed. It went back to normal the way it was when I was growing up in Sweet Home, Alabama. And I remember anytime I wanted to make more money, I would switch jobs like 90 going north because there were so many job opportunities, the illegals were not here yet. And you can switch jobs daily if you wanted to. And I would do that, one job led to another job and another job and another job. I was free. Amazing, huh? You've been lied to, folks, by your parents, your teachers, your popes, your saints, your rabbis, your preachers. You can be free right now, right here, right this very moment, if you were to stay present. Stay in the light instead of living in the darkness of your imagination. Kunkin Kinte said, I'm free. You can be free. No such thing as color can hold you back, male or female can hold you back. Nothing can hold you back except your mind. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Walk in the light. Walk in the wordless world instead of the wordy world of the imagination. Roy is the first time called out of Kentucky. Roy, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
History Month to you, Jesse Lee. This is Roy Lee.
Thank you, Roy Lee.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call and let you know I appreciate everything you have to say about anger. I have 100% confidence that letting go of anger is important.
Yes.
And it's a great start to a new beginning for everybody. And thoughts, but thoughts is where you got me. I started listening to you about 2 months ago, and thoughts will make a man crazy.
You say that again.
Thoughts will make a man crazy. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to hear you talk about thoughts. I have lived in my private hell all my life because of thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ha, what a relief to let them go.
R-O-L-A-I-D.
That's right.
That's very relief.
And sir, I do want to ask you, though, the only problem I struggle with is you have this view of the Bible as fallible.
No, it's not and fallible.
Fallible.
Hold on, Roy. Can you hold for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That way we have a little bit more time. Hold on. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
The far left extremist, off the deep end liberal, my opinion, no endorsement implied, I don't represent Bond, JLP, or even myself, AP, claims it's a busy day for Trump, both Netanyahu and Zelensky, and they spell it with two Ys, set to meet him as world leaders visit Washington, D.C., that is, not the state, not Washington State, for Lindsey Graham's funeral. Also in the headlines today, wildfires raging across France and Spain, as you heard last hour, both these facts. Hundreds of thousands of people are forced to evacuate. And the Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow an order targeting mail-in voting. All right? Because they're doing this mass mail-in voting thing. They used to be stricter about it. Now they're all loosey-goosey because they like the results. These Democrats like the results of loosey-goosey voting rules because more loosey-goosey, lazy, trifling people are more apt to take the initiative to vote if you make it easier for them. And they vote poorly, in my opinion. How Americans are changing their habits with food prices skyrocketing. Skyrocketing. Also, the Trump administration probably believes that there could be potential issues with these mail-in votes being on the up-and-up per capita, if you will. Anyway, this is the end of hour two already of Country and Western Tuesday, July 28th, AD 2026. Hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls, including Roy Lee and others on hold. And there is one line open. You can call in right now if you haven't already gotten on air once on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show this morning. Young or old, 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. After JLP, catch the Hake Report, if you so please. All right, I'm live right after Jesse. And then after Hake, American Anchor Baby. Nice. On YouTube and Rumble. Sweet. Stolen cargo. After noticing suspicious items when screening a passenger's checked baggage, a TSA, Transportation Security Administration, an agent doing his job, feared that they were live explosives. They turned out to be stolen Civil War era cannonballs. I wonder if they were like smaller cannonballs or those big, huge cannonballs like we saw in, Pirates of the Caribbean theme park ride. No endorsement. And the Chiefs shooting. There was the son of a Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach, Eric Bieniemy. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name. Bieniemy has been arrested. The son of this man has been arrested and charged with shooting his mother, Mia Bieniemy. B-I-E-N-I-E-M-Y. Authorities said, wow. Wonder how she's doing. And unsafe airline seats. This is not the lounge on Anchor Baby Airlines, American Anchor Baby, that is. The FAA says the seats on hundreds of Boeing 737 MAX jets, not sure if Anchor Baby has flown such things, were incorrectly installed. If they aren't fixed, the seats could injure passengers during an emergency landing because if there's like heavy, hard landing, they could come loose, according to the AI. I was asking the AI about this situation. Info may be false. Watch out. And there's some hard landings on Anchor Baby Airlines, I'll have to tell you. Or there used to be. I think he's much smoother now. There are people who are bird watching. There is a bona fide bird watching boom among the UK's, United Kingdom's, Gen Z. Almost 750,000 people. That's 750,000. Ages 16 to 29 now regularly enjoy bird watching across Great Britain. Do they have their binoculars? So says the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. Huh. Nice. Anchor Baby, American Anchor Baby, that is. He says he's not rated for the 737 MAX. He needs some mandatory training. Okay. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves,
to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, that's J-E-S-S-E. My biblical question, do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you have 100% complete control of your life? Do you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around because you just got, you're on a schedule, but you would still like to listen to the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone. But listen, you can't listen on your phone, you can still podcast. Listen on your phone as it is happening by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday reminds me of Sweet Home Alabama, when the name Jesse Lee was common, Roy Lee was common, Leroy Lee, Henry Lee, Mary Lee, Susan Lee, Susan Lee, Bertha Lee, when the name Lee was common and country and Western music was the thing. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
me. What
the?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. A spiritual battle. I want my country back. It's not coming back. But whatever. I want to go back to Roy out of Kentucky, a first-time caller. And he was, ask me about the Bible. Roy, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jesse Lee. Yes. No, I wanted to just ask you, I thought you said the Bible was fallible.
The religious people say that the Bible is, they say it's infallible, right?
Yes, sir. But I thought you said it was fallible.
It is fallible.
Why do you think that?
Because it is. Do you? What do you believe about it?
Well, I believe that we know there are hundreds of years between the books. I know that the continuity and the consistency in, what, over 2,000 years lends to me an idea that it's infallible. Even those things that I grew up hearing people say, well, it contradicts itself. As I got older and looked for myself, I found out that what some see as contradiction is really because they haven't read enough of God's word to understand.
Right.
So I've yet to find a contradiction, and I view it as infallible. Now, that's not going to stop me from listening to your program, but I was curious as to why you held that position.
Okay, so let me
I will tell you that one of the things that drew me to your program was that you and I both know that Jesus is not God.
I rest my case.
That's clearly stated in Scripture more than once.
Yep. If it was consistent, does that mean it is infallible?
Well, I guess then that would be a good question. What do we mean when we say infallible?
Yeah.
I use the word contradiction because that's typically what I've heard in the years, you know, that people say, well, it contradicts itself. So that would mean it's fallible, right?
Right.
Yes. So I said, I don't believe it does contradict itself, and so therefore I see it as the infallible Word of God.
What
makes it fallible, I think, is man's want to put their spin on what God's Word says.
What does infallible mean to you? What's the meaning of it?
I view it this way. I view infallible meaning that God's Word, These are the inspired words of God written by men, much like a secretary would dictate a letter, and that these things were given to man by God.
And
so historically, when we look at archaeology and when we look at science over the years, science and archaeology have both proven the Bible to be accurate, even when we thought previously it was not. You know, whether it be Solomon's Temple, whether it be the Wall of Jericho, these were all at one time, you know, people thought, well, this is just stories. These are just stories in the Bible. There's no truth to it. But then history or archaeology says, well, wait a minute, we found evidence. So that's what I've look at when we talk about fallible versus infallible. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not looking at something right. I don't know.
So infallible, give me a definition of infallible to you.
Infallible would mean that it is truth, that it is when you look at it from various angles, you find it to be true. Am I wrong? I don't.
And so
maybe I'm looking at the word infallible wrong. I don't know.
So infallible means to you that it is true?
Infallible would mean to me that there is reason to believe that the Bible is God's word and that it is truth. That would be infallible to me. That's what I would see as infallible.
Oh, okay. If you were to burn up the Bible, all the pages
sir.
In the whole Bible, would the Bible still be infallible?
Well, aside from being ashes, it would God's word doesn't change. So I would say that it's still infallible unless we burn every Bible. But still, I read about a monk and years ago. And this man, hard to believe, but he knew the Bible front and back. He could quote it front and back. That's how well he knew his Bible.
Ooh,
now, I keep
saying
that.
You said some guy?
It was a monk. He, one of these guys that goes into a cave and spends all this time meditating.
And you know what happened
right
at night after you read the Bible and knows, you know what happened at night?
I don't know.
He cried.
Beer and potato chips?
He cried.
Oh, yeah. I thought maybe beer and potato chips. But no, crying while crying, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't recommend people lock themselves in caves.
Right.
That's not my – right, no. But now, I think what you're getting closer to is that God's word is within us, in our hearts. And I think that's what you're alluding
the
to.
The infallible word of God is written on our hearts.
Yes, and I do not disagree with you on
neither
that.
Neither more, not fire, not money, not friends, not anything can destroy that.
Right.
But the Bible
and
can
you
be
know,
burned
you,
up into a paper. I mean,
well,
into
and you
ashes.
Make a good point. Well, you make a good point. There have been historical accounts of people that have been locked up for various reasons, whether they be political war prisoners or whatever, without their Bibles and without their scripture in front of them, and were still able to maintain a relationship with God. So I'm not saying the Bible, without the Bible, we still can have a relationship with God. That's what I'm trying to say.
Did Christ say that the Father will write the word upon your hearts? Or did he
say
that? Or did he say it'll be written in a book?
He did say that. And to your point, when Jesus walked this earth, there was no gospels.
I rest my case.
There were no Greek.
All he had
to draw from was the Hebrew text.
And he knew the truth.
He did.
Even Melchizedek. And he knew the truth even before the Bible was written.
That's absolutely right. And you and I both know these men had, it appears they had a closer access to God.
Absolutely. And so do you, but it's not in the Bible.
We do. No, you've got to draw closer to him and he'll draw closer to you. And you're right. It's not in the reading of the words alone.
Not at all.
You're absolutely right. You have to make it, it has to become a physical, spiritual part of your being. Absolutely.
It's in our hearts.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The word made, the law made flesh. God has written the law upon our hearts.
And you and I agree on that. So I'm understanding better now what you mean when you say that the book is fallible. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you appear to be saying, and I heard you say this the other day, you said there is nothing wrong with reading the Bible.
Right.
But what I think you're really getting to is that reading it, it'd be like me reading Gone with the Wind. Okay,
right.
Well, I read it, and I can tell you what happened, but beyond that, so what?
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's just words on a page.
That's right.
Okay, I understand what you're saying now. And more importantly, Jesus is not God.
That's right. Amazing.
Amen. Amen. Oh, and I agree with you on race. Keeps black people angry and white people guilty. God bless you. And you're absolutely right. There's right and wrong, good and evil.
That's all there
strip
is.
Strip away all. Man, I'm telling you, we've done it to ourselves. We love labels.
Yeah.
We love labels.
Yeah.
So we got to call it racism. I'm going to tell you, and I'll let you go, I guess, but back before we turned or coined the phrase Christianity, people talked about walking in the way.
Amazing.
And as soon as we put a word on it, then we started arguing about, well, what does Christianity mean?
I rest my case.
And the
Absolutely.
Rest is history. All right, brother.
Let me ask before you.
Yes, biblical question.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I did, actually. Now, mom deceased in 2024, and this happened before. You brought this up. Let me tell you something. My mother said when I was born, all I wanted to do was cry. She said when she tried to calm me, it didn't work. My grandmother would pick me up, and she said I'd get quiet. So, as I got older, I loved my mother. My mother was good to us, but I had this underlying resentment or anger towards her, and I didn't know why.
Yep.
I didn't know why.
Yeah.
Now, this was well before I found you, okay? But later in life, I started coming to terms with this, and I did have these conversations with her. Now, fast forward, she's gone, and then I found you, and you started talking about forgiving your mother. And when you did, I knew exactly what you meant.
Right on.
I knew what you meant. And well, and like you said, they don't do it to us on purpose.
No.
But absolutely. It goes back to that nature you spoke about.
Yep.
Absolutely. That was in Eve and has been in every woman since Eve.
That's right.
And it's not all their fault, but if you know it's a problem, then you can better manage.
Absolutely. So did you forgive your father as well for not protecting you from your mother?
Well, now, I didn't know because I didn't know that was a thing, and I lost him in 2005.
Well, may your parents' souls rest in peace.
Yes, sir. And I'm just to let you know, I'm born and raised in Kentucky. I love the fact you were born and raised in Alabama. I love the little bit of what I know about your history. When I went back to college and took some college courses, I was one of the oldest people in my class, of course. And some of these young folks, when we got into history, they had the opinion that all sharecroppers were black. And I said, hello, excuse me. My grandfather was as white as I am, and he was a sharecropper.
Amazing.
They wanted to argue with me, and some of them were prepared to call me a liar.
Amazing.
Well, that just shows you how indoctrinated people have become on the subject of racism.
Let me ask you one other quick question because of time.
Yes, sir.
Did your wife obey you?
My ex-wife did not obey me, and that's why she's my ex-wife.
Right on, Roy.
Amazing. Now, we did have enough sense to parent together.
Right on.
Now, our daughter's grown and out of the house, so... But I told her, I said, look, we couldn't live together. It makes no sense to continue to fight after we're divorced.
Yep.
We need to raise this child together. And we did. We managed. But you're right. And I'll tell you, people need to really think long and hard before they make the commitment of marriage.
You can say that again. What the?
And I think, yeah. What the? You got that right, Jesse Lee.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
You have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? In California? I don't know if it's anywhere else, but a bomb, a homeless person, a drug addict can move into your empty house or your Airbnb, and after a certain period of time, they don't have to leave. You got to make them leave. You got to fight for your own property. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. ABC 7 is reporting. And we've mentioned several of these stories in Atlanta, California, and other places. A Hermosa Beach homeowner says an Airbnb guest refused to leave her property after his reservation ended. And she ended up, according to this report, having to pay buku money to get him out. Watch this from ABC 7.
A woman reached out to Seven on Your Side Investigates after an Airbnb guest refused to leave her townhome in Hermosa Beach. That weeks-long rental became a weeks-long nightmare for the homeowner.
Wendy Weissman may work in the software industry, but for the past decade or so, poker has been her passion.
It's a great river to bluff. Super good.
Good job, Wendy.
The SoCal native, a frequent competitor in the World Series of Poker. But recently, Weissman says she was dealt a full house in all the wrong ways.
He just refused to leave.
Weissman is talking about this guy.
Do you think it's fair
that you're staying here and not paying.
Yeah, it's really fair.
That was Evan Lamarck, a man from France who slams doors and drops F-bombs.
Oh, back for more?
Yeah, allez, go, bro.
Oh.
Stay here all day, you're funny.
Lamarck was living in Weissman's Hermosa Beach townhome, which he originally booked for a month through Airbnb. Weissman says after paying for 48 days, though, he refused to leave and he stopped paying.
How is it that he can go out and you let him back in there? What's up? Isn't that amazing? And he said, F you. A water leak happened because the lady wasn't even installed that she wasn't even allowed to go in her own house. But according to the report, a water leak allowed the woman to enter the unit. The guest then moved out, leaving the property in disarray. Amazing.
It's squatting. It's definitely squatting.
Weissman has been listing the townhome on Airbnb for the past 2 years. Because Hermosa Beach restricts short-term rentals in her neighborhood, she can only offer the property for bookings of 30 days or longer. And that is the root of her problem.
Once you allow someone to remain in occupancy for 30 days, they establish tenancy rights, and then you have to use the civil litigation process to remove the person.
Real estate attorney Daniel Bornstein says that process in California can take 6 months or even longer in some cases. And with the Olympics coming to LA in a couple years, he says even more disputes over short-term rentals like this can be expected as tourists from around the world pour in. In Weissman's case, it was too late to change the locks. And as the days dragged on, she says her costs piled up. A six-month eviction process would equal more than $70,000 in lost rental income.
This is going to devastate me if he ends up staying, you know, for any length of time.
Plus, she still has to pay her mortgage and property taxes during that time and all the attorney fees related to eviction.
Isn't it amazing how your government is not for the working people? Those laws were made by the government against the people who work hard, who buy property, who want to take care of themselves. And the government, they create a law that would be for the bum on the street. Did we do the water leak thing? And then the guy left. Here's where the water leak allowed the woman to get into a unit, and the guy had to move out then.
As for any help from Airbnb, the company says it tried to contact the guest multiple times, but was unsuccessful.
Airbnb did, like, the absolute minimum. I mean, they said call your local law enforcement.
But Weissman says because this was a civil matter, police wouldn't be able to do anything.
Why are you staying in the Airbnb and not paying?
I explained her. She knows the situation.
Can you explain it to us, though?
No.
Weissman tells us Lamarck claims his credit card was stolen and he couldn't leave until it was replaced. But a couple days after we chased down Lamarck, his squatting plan sprung a literal leak.
This was just gushing water.
Weissman's neighbor told her water was pouring out of the townhome. That, she says, constituted an emergency, allowing her to enter the property where she says she found this.
They tried to break into my closet.
Weissman felt she now legally had the upper hand, something she thinks Lamarck realized because she says later that night he packed up a U-Haul and disappeared, leaving the townhome a mess.
You can see there's still a lot of standing water in here.
California, and they still voted in the Democrats. Your whole town can burn down, and they still vote the Democrats in. You keep getting what you deserve because you keep doing the same thing. You won't even walk in the light. You'll walk in the darkness. You will walk in anger instead of walking in love. And you wonder why you're getting the life you got. Life is hard. What do you think? How it gonna be how will it be easy? You walking in the darkness. The spirit of truth say, hey, walk in the light and your burden will be easy. But you walk in the darkness.
Oh, I don't feel like doing the prayer. I don't feel like being present. Oh, I forgot to be present. Oh, I got tired of working on myself. Property owners cannot legally change the locks, cut utilities, or physically throw a squatter out on their own. That's according to AI, Google AI, in California. What the? You're right, Derek. Derek said, makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. This is Lindsay Chancy, according to ABC News. In months after her birth of her third child, Lindsay Chancy, Clancy, C-L-A-N, Clancy, mental health collapsed. She was unable to sleep and stricken with thoughts of harming herself. You ever had a thought about hurting your own self? Have you had thoughts about killing yourself, committing suicide? Thoughts are all lies. All the time about anything. According to ABC News, here's what happened to Lindsay.
Opening statements begin this morning in the trial of a Massachusetts mother accused of murdering her three children. We do want to warn you, you may find this story disturbing. Police say Lindsay Clancy strangled her children inside their home, then tried to kill herself by jumping out a window, leaving her permanently paralyzed. The defense is arguing she's not criminally responsible because Clancy was suffering from postpartum psychosis at the time. And Clancy's then husband is expected to testify in her defense.
Amazing, huh? All thoughts, all lies, all the time. See what they can do? Think about what your thought, the thought you have had done to you. Made you think, made you act out, made you feel, made you worry, made you cry. When she cries, she's lying. A legal analyst emphasized the importance of the medical timeline.
ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer's here with more on that case. Hi, Brian. The defense says Clancy was put on several psychiatric medications after the birth of her third child. And when those didn't work, she checked into a psychiatric hospital. And then this happened 19 days after she was discharged. How critical will that timeline be to this case?
Morning, Diane. I think it's extremely critical. I think it gives the defense credibility to not just say, hey, we're making up this defense because we think it works and makes sense. I think they're backing up that claim with evidence prior to the incident, prior to the deaths of these children, and they're coming out in front of it and saying, here's the evidence that she was suffering from a problem. Here's the evidence. I think even on top of that, I believe that the father of the children, her husband, also has a civil lawsuit against the hospital as well. Everyone seems to be keen on the care or lack of care that she got beforehand that led to this tragedy of not only the death of three of her children, but her own injuries. And I think that's going to help the jury a lot for the defense's case.
It's a spiritual thing, folks. Who you think told, if this is true, excuse me, if this is true, who told her to do that? Jump out a window, according to the story. Stringing your own children. Who was telling her that? The same thing that made you cry, made you have a false sense of happiness, made you want to hurt yourself or hurt others, made you love thrills, and made you think that medication going to solve spiritual thoughts. The stretch off is now on pills.net, and I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Jesse, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby has energy from God. God gave Trump a whole lot of and gave the Anchor Baby the rest. Energy all over the place. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then check out Bill on Punchy TV. Bill on Punchy .tv. P-U-N-C-H-I-E .tv. You can podcast. And then every Wednesday at 2 p.m. live with Bill on Punchy. All right? And don't forget to donate. Go to jessleepeterson.shop or jlptalk.com. Or scan the QR code there. Or jessleepeterson.com/show. All right? One other quick, and thank you all in advance. Don't forget to like these videos. Hit the subscribe and all that. One other quick thing. Cracker Barrel gonna go mad. Polly want a cracker. Remember the Bible says, because you listen to the woman, you're gonna suffer. And you will suffer. Every time you listen to the woman, including your own mama. And this is women listening to women, you will suffer. If you doubt me, just ask Cracker Bear. WSJ and NY Post is reporting. Cracker Bear CEO Julia Masino is stepping down following the intense fallout and customer backlash from her failed, listen to this. According to this report, this female spent $700 million on trying to brand modernize, modernization strategy. $700 million. Somebody will have to pay me back that $700 million. She, give me $700 million, and I'll modernize Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel don't want to be modernized, according to the report. This lady spent $700 million, and what did she get in the end? Alienating the restaurant chain, core customer base. Watch this.
Looks like Cracker Barrel is clearing the way for new leadership. Current CEO Julie Masino is stepping down August 10th, and she's going to stay with the company as an advisor until October.
What?
It was under her leadership the company tried to rebrand last summer. That did not go well over with the customers. The company's changes included the removal of the old-timer from the company's logo. Cracker Barrel has actually backtracked less than a week because of the backlash for that.
Ultimately, Cracker Barrel scrapped the plan entirely after facing major backlash from fans online and even President Trump. Last August, CEO Julie Masino spoke with Good Morning America about those changes.
I think what's important is that we are listening to our guests. We're doing this all for them. What they've said is they love the new seating. We're adding in booths, making the chairs more comfortable, putting in new lighting, brightening up the paint color. But what's important is things that people love about Cracker Barrel, the soul of Cracker Barrel, is not changing. The rocking chairs are still there. The fireplace is there. The peg game. All the things that make Cracker Barrel, Cracker Barrel. The vintage decor, it's still there and it's working.
David Deno will succeed Masino as CEO starting next month.
Amazing. Cracker Barrel gone wild. What? That was from WRAL and WKRN. Talk about Cracker Barrel going wild. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. It's just the way it is. Some things never change. It's just the way it is. And this lady is trying to make herself so nice. All that talking. Fast talking. Jack is out of Seattle, Washington. Jack, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jack.
What's up, man? Hey, I forgave my mother years ago. Changed my life. Been doing the silent prayer. Just got back into it actually a couple weeks ago. And that's just awesome as well. But I'm having trouble forgiving a particular girl that I dated. There was infidelity on both sides, and she's not coming forth about, she never came forth about the infidelity. I just kind of figured it out. She still has not admitted it. And recently has been coming back and bothering me, and I don't know how to forgive her. What do I call her and just say it, and even though I don't mean it, or what do I do, you know?
You move on with your life because you got what you deserve. You got involved with her. Don't blame her for that. That was your weakness, and be glad to see it. And when the thoughts of resenting her should come, resenting anyone, including yourself, it's just a thought. Just be aware of it. Don't argue with it. Don't cooperate with it. Do nothing about it. And it will be taken. It'll be taken away from you. It will disappear. It's just a thought.
Don't I need to forgive, though?
You forgive, but she's never done anything to you.
Well, she lied to me, and she was, infidelity.
She did that to herself, not to you.
Interesting.
Why do you
think? Even though she probably wouldn't see it like that. She'd probably see it like she got one over on me.
Does she need to see it that way, or do you need to see the reality?
I mean, I want to see the reality, but I admit it. So I just need to let the resentment fade is what you would assert.
Does she need to see that she did it to herself and not to you, or do you need to see that she did it to herself and not to you?
I'm having trouble hearing what you're saying. Wait, do I need to
she cheated on you, right?
Yes.
Did she cheat on you or herself?
I mean, social norms, the society would say she cheated on me.
What do you say?
I would say the same.
How did she cheat on you when everything she did was happening inside of her? What does it have to do with you?
that ultimately I wasn't enough is what it would probably like, what it would make me feel like, you know?
But whatever happened inside of her and what she did, what does that have to do with you?
That I didn't, like, give her what she wanted, I guess, is what, like, you know, what I would...
You said you cheated on her, right?
Yeah.
Were you doing that to yourself or to her?
That was for, like, for my own satisfaction.
Well, why don't you see the same thing with her?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Why not? Yeah. I guess because I think that infidelity is different for men and women, too, a little bit.
How do you think it's different? Infidelity is infidelity.
Yeah, but a woman, like, you know, a man is just fulfilling his carnal desires, whereas a woman is...
And a woman not filling her carnal desires?
I'd say that they're more probably, fulfilling an emotional need.
Why are you listening to the devil, Jack, giving you all these lies?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
I mean, yeah, I guess maybe even partially because of, you know, your teachings is that, you know, men and women really are different, right? I mean,
Jack, why are you listening to all these lies about her? Why are you doing that?
Why am I doing that? Maybe it's fulfilling I don't know. I got to think about that. That's a good question.
What would happen if you never thought of her again?
It would probably behoove me.
I'm
probably
sorry?
Be good. It would probably benefit me.
So why don't you do that? Why, you love suffering?
Yeah, maybe I do, you know. Maybe that's the reason.
So so you can't blame her that you love the thrill of pain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it her fault that you love the thrill of pain?
It's not. It's not. And put it like that, you know, rather than like she fucked me over. If she's not like, she screwed me over. Yeah.
But why are you listening? Who are you?
That's something I want to ask you. Who am I? I don't know, dude. Well, you asked people that question.
You said that she did that to you. Who are you referring to?
I don't know. Please answer that for me because I've never heard you answer.
So why do you think she did something to you if you don't even know who you are?
To my ego is what it is, you know.
Why are you calling that you?
Yeah, is that the devil?
Why are you calling it you, Jack?
Because of my indoctrination, I guess. Because of how I've been, you know, educated.
You said not you cheated on her, right, as well?
Yes.
Do you feel as angry at yourself as you do at her?
I don't.
And why is that?
Because I'm biased, you know, obviously. I want to, you know, think that I'm right and she's wrong.
And why is that?
Because I want to protect my ego, probably,
So, Jack, if you know that because you're saying it, if you know it, why are you going along with those thoughts and feelings? Why are you cooperating with evil?
Why am I cooperating with evil? Because it's persuasive, man. It's you know.
You don't have to go along with it if you didn't want to.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, I have total. Yeah, I guess I ultimately have control over my thoughts. But it's just when my mind does revert to that, it's like I you know, how do I alter it from, you know, I was wronged to it happened and it doesn't have anything to do with me. You know,
is that now, just watching a matter those of time thoughts tempting you? Watching those thoughts tempting you to hate her or blame somebody. And let it pass. Don't do anything about it, but overcome it by not identifying with it.
And why would I need to forgive my mother as I did? But I was life changing.
Have
why
you forgiven your mother?
I have forgiven. Yes, it was amazing.
So why is that a question down there?
Because why did I need to forgive my mother, and I don't need to forgive this my ex-girlfriend?
Because she didn't do anything to you.
Who am I? Can you answer that for me, please?
You need to find out by knowing who you're not. Are you doing a silent prayer?
Every day, every night, and then some in between.
Stay with it, stay present, and you'll see. All right? Just stay with it. And when the thoughts come about your ex, wish her well. You move on with your life because you're listening to evil.
Okay.
Let those thoughts pass.
Can I ask you another question real quick?
Yeah.
So my mom, you're going to tell me to just let her suffer, but her father was extremely abusive and, like, raped two of her siblings and all of this stuff, like, terrible, at least by the book. You know, I'm not judging him, but, didn't fulfill his fatherly duties correctly, per se. And she has trouble forgiving him, and it bothers me because I want to have a good relationship with her.
Why?
But she's, why? Because she's my mom, and I want to honor my parents, as it says in the Bible. You know,
don't resent them. It doesn't mean hang out unless you want to.
Okay.
Honor means don't resent them. Don't judge your parents.
Am I wrong for not wanting them to suffer?
You should not. You're totally wrong. That's evil. God doesn't even want you to suffer. Why would you want someone to suffer? He didn't do it to you.
But I'm asking, am I wrong for not wanting my parents to suffer?
You shouldn't want for anything.
Even to end suffering?
You should not want for anything, Jack.
Uh-huh.
You shouldn't want for your parents to suffer or not suffer.
Okay.
What good is it doing you to want for something for someone else when they don't even want that for themselves?
Yeah, I guess that I value peace and harmony in the world. And
no, you don't. You don't value anything. You're lying to yourself. You're making up lies right now. If you value peace and harmony in the world, you wouldn't be resenting your ex.
Well, that's why I'm calling you, dude. I'm trying to find peace and harmony.
Watch those thoughts and stay away from them. Don't cooperate. And the light will destroy the darkness. Thoughts are dark and evil.
Okay. And then one more quick question. You say you become like what you hate. Why don't we hate Donald Trump then? Then we'll become like him.
Well, don't hate him. Love him, and then you become like him.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. He kind of soured on him a bit since
you're judging him. That's why. You love judging Jack.
I love the man, but then he kind of screwed us over. But
if you loved him, you wouldn't be judging him.
I love him. I just don't think he's fit for office anymore.
Look how you're judging him. Who are you to think who's somebody fit for office?
That's a good point, yeah.
Why don't you stop judging? Stop being like your mama.
Okay.
All right. Call me again, Jack. I got to run because I'm tired, but stay with the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts and do nothing about them. Go about your day being aware and do nothing about it, and you shall be free.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
10-4, we'll do.
All right, buddy. Super.
Super Chats.
Nikki answering the biblical question.
Okay. Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
I think control is an illusion because I see I'm not in control. I can see others aren't either. So I wish everyone well and let his will be done. So I think that's a no.
Does she have control?
She says she sees she's not in control, so that sounds like a no.
Oh, okay. It's not quite clear, but thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki.
She also says, with three coffees. By the way, Jesse, I told my longtime friend I didn't want to hear about his problems anymore.
Right on.
And he went full out mama on me, laughing with sweat. His I hate you and his I love you sound exactly the same. SMH.
I rest my case. Pathetic people love dumping their problems on somebody else. If you don't want to hear it, they get mad at you because they think that they're victims. Victims are evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki, as always. Yep. Lori with a BQ answer.
Do you have 100% complete control of your life?
No. And I'm grateful to realize I have no control because that makes it easier to see the anger is not me. I can come back into the present easier and not judge myself. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate that. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie saying, 07, salute.
Thank you, Hake Report. Amazing, July just feels white.
15 days sober today, says Fred. I stopped smoking the pot. Thanks, Jesse and the crew, for helping get there. Stay with it.
Stay out of the pot house. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick owns you, says God told. He says God told me he doesn't know the future. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. Right on.
Walking Roscoe. Earl. Laughing with scrunched face. Sounds like the calls from 5 years ago on Get a Job, but a different Earl.
Amazing. Thank you.
Want to know how evil these protests are? Asked Walking Roscoe. Simply look at who leads the rabble. Yep, you guessed it. Evil women leave these chants and groups.
That's for sure.
I was laughing at the white heavyset young man who was chanting along with them.
I
looking
know.
Silly in that.
What a beta.
Terrible.
Anytime a man follow a woman, he will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Thank you.
Matthew, what's the name of that intro song you guys have? He's asking about the intro song.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah. Find a Way, I think. Find a Way. You can find it on jesseleepeterson.com. /remixes, I think.
Which one, Nick?
I'm not sure which one you mean.
The
you
intro
mean the
song.
Intro, like the stand-up intro?
Yeah. Oh, stand-up.
Oh, was it stand-up? Oh, I thought he meant...
Yeah, stand-up.
Pete from Alaska.
That one is called Perfect Peace. Perfect Peace.
That's
by Pete
I
in Alaska.
I don't know.
Although that one is not available currently, right?
Right. I don't know if you meant Pete from Alaska or stand-up.
Okay.
Amazing. Thank you.
Brandy from Hawaii says, Blatts have an anti-social personality disorders. 100. Pardon me for butchering your super chat.
Thank you, Brandy. Amazing.
I can't read.
Forgive James. He cannot see.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills, plus one on William Tyndale. He and, or him, and Jan Hus were killed for the crime of getting an accurate copy of Christ's words to the masses so they could see the Vatican was lying to them. Glory to God.
That's a white Houston moment?
I think so.
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Fly Guy No Lie says the nickname Punchy. It's P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
Right.
Where did it come from and why?
My grandfather, because when I was a little kid, you know how older people like to pat you on the head. Oh, boy, you're so cute. Who the baby is this? And I would always hit their hands. Get away. No, stop. And my grandfather said, come here, Punchy. You're always punching. And from that, Punchy came about. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Thank you.
Walking Roscoe, one day I'll be able to get Punchy's coffee over here in Europe.
I hope so. It's so good.
That stated, I like my coffee how I used to like my women. Bitter and murky. Laughing with tears. Or laughing scrunched face.
Right now we can't ship coffee overseas. That's unfortunate.
Alas.
Thank you.
Jim in Alaska, member for 6 months. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. That's amazing.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with a rhino. White History donation.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing. July feels white.
That's on Cash App. Bond JLP is the Cash App. Cash tag. See you, Bill. Jesse and Hake, ask Brady, does he feel emotional about the 60 million plus babies being abortioned every year? Beta male, laughing sideways with tears.
I get so emotional, baby, every time I think of you. That's a good question. I will ask Brady that the next time he calls. Thank you.
Tay, what self or who is there to work on?
Hey, Tay.
Nice to hear from you, Tay.
Around the world. Thank you.
Commander Kim, Cracker Barrel CEO need to get a job.
I'm telling you. Cracker Barrel going, wow. Amazing. Thank you.
Family business. Thanks, JLP and Bond.
Thank you.
Very cool. And Eric, Five Coffees, God's ways are easy. Don't believe anything.
I rest my case.
Roy Lee.
Real deep.
Roy Lee, thank you, Jesse Lee, for taking my call earlier. I leave your audience with this thought. The conclusion of the matter, everything having been heard, is fear the true God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole obligation of man. Ecclesiastes 12:13.
I rest my case. If you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, love your neighbor, you can't go wrong. Amazing. Thank you, Roy. Amazing call, too.
Nice. Yeah. Chris, hey, Jesse, hope all is well. Quick question, does Satan know he is Satan?
No. The devil does not know he's the devil. That's why human beings don't know that they're wrong, because they are the devil. But they don't even know that they're wrong. And that's why they get mad when you try to tell them, unless they're ready to overcome. Good question. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I do appreciate it. Man, the time gone. Derek out of Michigan had a White History moment for me. John out of Houston, how to Bible contradict? What does that mean?
How does the Bible contradict itself?
How does the Bible contradict itself?
Or maybe he has input on how it does.
And Sean from Sweet Home, Alabama, believes Jesus is God. What now? And he believes. I would love to get to that, Sean, but I'm out of time, Derek, and John, and everybody. I'm just totally out of time. Tomorrow is first hour, Black Excellence. And the second 2 hours tomorrow, Wednesday, Manhood Hour. The Hake Report is coming now. And then the American Anchor, baby. Check out our merch at jesseleepeterson.shop. And the Hake Report is coming now, all right? Thank you all for your super chats and your support and everything. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.